me some sugar. I am your neighbor.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that gravity and browbeating politician, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me,
sometimes
and I'll be right
hour.
Down front showing you how it's done. But it until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Hour. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. How are you feeling? Grizzly House, Gemini Jackson, some of the Quantimino with Model of the Millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Up, dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino.
Quantimino.
All right, boys, go big or go home. Instead of bonuses, Julio offers to buy us Rolexes. Will you be modest knowing that your choice might be rejected for being too expensive, or take a chance on what you think you deserve? Arthur attempts to further explain the scenario, then Dr. Burrito brings up the psychology of self-worth, which maybe we won't do that. All right, tell us a little bit more about this.
What the fuck is this, dude?
Did Julio give you the news?
No offense, but I didn't even listen.
You guys typically know what the price range on Rolexes are.
No, sure. What are they?
Several hundred dollars.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh. What are they?
Close.
You mean like the guy in the corner selling
what, 15 grand?
Rolexes?
No, like legit jewelry store.
How much are 15?
Real Rolexes.
Usually in the grand.
Minimum, what, 3 grand?
Is it a non-profit?
The starter level.
Rolex?
Dude. I heard someone say that there was a non-profit. Dude.
I think you need to do your fucking research on that shit, dude. Someone just lying to you and
Hold on.
Just leave them?
All right, y'all go ahead.
All right. So
getting all those
art.
Tax breaks.
So you get this choice to go pick out a Rolex, and they'll be, yeah, you can have that one. Or if you go for something, not going to put a price on it, but there's definitely some very expensive ones. They might say, no.
I'm sorry.
Pick a different one.
Okay. I got distracted. Now you got to start over.
It wasn't easy.
All right. So basically Julio is going to buy us each a Rolex,
yes.
But has the discretion to say no.
Okay.
Right. So it's one of those.
I'm still asking for a fucking Submariner, man. There's only one Rolex.
You just go.
And it's the Submariner.
You're going straight.
Is
up
he showing us the selection, or we have
you're
to?
Yeah,
to
is he opening
store.
Up his quote?
You're going to a Rolex dealer,
or is he lifting up his coat sleeve?
Oh, that's what you guys
Which
were thinking.
Which one you want?
No, Julio, like the legit sponsor with the check in the mail.
Yeah,
he brings you a catalog. And he says, hey.
He takes you to the jewelry store run by Vietnamese
store.
People.
Authorized Rolex repair shop.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But they got someone that got traded in or something.
Right.
But they're legit. They're just,
look,
you
if
know,
he's offering
used.
If he's offering Rolexes and he's not telling me what the range is, I'm going right down the middle. I'm getting the middle Rolex.
So you're
going
to look at the whole
as
selection
to not be offensive, but to also not to get fucked.
See, now we start opening up the psychology here.
Yeah, I'm going I'm going all the way to the end.
I like
so
that.
So you're going to try to get...
I like that.
Gonna, and just be like, this is gorgeous.
The old me would have gotten the cheapest
you're
one.
You're going to sell them to sell
hey,
it to
at
you.
Least you're in mid-grade.
Yeah, the old me would have said, I probably will only get the
just
Rolex.
Go for that entry level.
But you're on 88 gas now.
But now, I'm saying, you know what?
93. No ethanol.
Get all the way up to 93.
Sure. Yeah. Dude.
I'm going 93, no ethanol.
Nice. Damn!
I don't get those references,
but you know.
What do you got?
You could talk to the person in charge of the store and say, what do you recommend or what do you
Yeah,
what
they
do
will
you like?
Always go for the expensive one.
They'll
yeah,
go for the
yeah.
almost the most expensive one.
That is kind of like the cop-out. Well, they'll start at the second most expensive and they're like, but if you really want a Rolex.
If you're really not a pussy.
This is it.
But what are you also looking for in a watch?
But you see, then it's not your choice.
Right.
And then it's another person who's like telling you, oh, I think you should get this one. And then you look to Julio
you say, well,
and you're
heard,
just like,
you heard him.
Yeah, he said I should get this one. I think that guy's a smart man.
It's kind of like when you go out to eat, like sometimes I'll go out to eat with a rich boss, you know, and
a boss bitch, you say.
Boss bitch, and he'll say,
maybe Julio?
He'll order They'll order like a
steak or something.
A steak, a really expensive steak.
I'll have that too. That's
great. You guys should have this. It's really good. I like to have someone to.
We'll get a tomahawk
to enable you.
Yeah. To get a tomahawk.
No, yeah. You don't just reach for the tomahawk on your own.
Yeah.
Like you see
the
what they're
tomahawk's
getting.
Tomahawk's not even on the menu.
You see what they're getting. When they get the fish, you're like, fuck. Yeah, all right, I'll have a chicken sandwich.
Oh, it's a fish night.
Sandwich. I'll have a chicken sandwich. I'll have the burger.
Yeah.
That's the cop out.
The $13 burger, dude.
Yeah, I'll have the burger. That's the cop out at a restaurant.
But to answer your question, they got ignored. I don't know shit about watches. I don't know anything about it.
So
I'm
if
just
you were
looking at the price tag.
Yeah, would you be looking at the price tag, yes, or would you be looking at the aesthetic? Where were you?
I mean,
and let's say there was no price tag.
There probably wouldn't be a price tag.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Until you were
I'd Google
about
it.
To buy or what?
I'd no, say which like, one is
the high-end jewelry
yeah,
stores don't have
wouldn't.
Prices listed.
Yeah. Which
you
is
ever been in a
good thing for you.
Come on, guys.
The listeners have not. Explain it, Gemini Jackson.
They don't list prices. Bitch.
Yeah.
Why it's
they
all
make
negotiable?
You ask.
It's like when you go to a restaurant, it just says
market
price.
Well, they assume that if you're rich enough to be there, you're rich
enough
to afford
anything?
Stuff.
Anything. Yeah.
And yeah. It's a pressure tactic, because if it's like a nice one that you really want, and it's like outside your budget, then you're like, I don't want to look like a fucking bitch for coming in here with no money.
Damn.
Right, but you gotta, I mean, that's the lesson you gotta learn. You gotta learn to swallow
so
your damn pride, walk out with your
you
money.
You picking out one, would you go all out?
What's up?
Diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Here's a more interesting question.
Yeah, because this
more
one sucks.
More interesting!
Here's a more interesting question.
Yeah.
Sauce burrito!
So you're getting this watch instead of a bonus, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you could have two goals from getting this watch. One, you could sell it and then get the money.
Yes, yeah. That's me.
And use it for whatever you want.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Well, not all the money, just a fraction of it.
Well,
or
I don't think I lose her. Go ahead.
But yeah.
The,
or you
a
could
buyer
get it
at a jewelry store is
right?
Not going to buy it for what... You know, you.
What are you saying, burrito?
True, but you aren't the one who's shelling out the money
right.
Anyway.
Right. Yeah. So it's like free money, regardless.
This is in place of your bonus, right? So you can get this watch
if you deserve
and then you
a
can
bonus.
Go sell it.
Let's just say there's an obligation,
or you
of bonus.
Can keep it as your watch, right? You're saying, okay, well, I'm accepting
yeah.
This, right? But now here's the interesting question: do you now feel obligated to wear that watch in front of your boss, or do you think
once.
He's going to be like,
at least
why?
Once.
Why'd you
That's
sell
a
it?
Lifetime piece, though.
You know what I mean?
I think you wear it in front of him two times, and then after
yeah.
That, you sell it. And then when he asks you, you say, oh, I left it back at the house.
Every time?
Every time after that.
Every time!
Now you get a cheap knockoff version of it.
Oh, he knows, though.
Nah, you can tell.
You can't tell.
By the way, dude, update. Rolex is a nonprofit.
But.
Is it
so
really?
What does Rolex do with all of its money? Today, Rolex donates a large part of its profits to charity and social causes. You can read all about it on Rolex.org. Going to read about
That's
it.
Okay.
But it says a large part, so I don't know. But apparently they're a nonprofit, so...
Nonprofit, I think the only thing to be...
You have to give away a certain amount?
All of it.
Really? So
yeah,
I think,
I was thinking not-for-profit.
I mean, I'm sure they're well-paid, the people that work for them.
Absolutely.
But it is a nonprofit. Isn't that
wow.
Interesting?
That is interesting.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later, and have good luck with
this
your podcast.
This episode on Watch Talk.
Watch
Next
Talk.
Time on Watch Talk. Yeah, I think I'd wear it.
I'd keep it and wear it.
I think I'd actually like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
a waste, dude.
I mean, it's all
that money inside of your watch.
A year. It might be different the next year.
Yeah, but like, you can hold on to it, and 15 years later, it'll be worth more.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think they appreciate it like that.
But they don't depreciate it. Like
yeah.
They don't.
So I can just wait until he fires me?
It at least tracks with inflation.
Yeah, you're right, because it's made of gold.
At least it's good as a savings account.
It does fluctuate with the gold price.
Yeah.
That's interesting, too.
Yeah.
Melt it down.
All right. I'll keep it for 5 years at tops, dude.
I don't think I'd get a gold Rolex, though.
Well, you never have to give it back, so you can just quit the job, open up your
How
own.
Much yeah. Could you get for all those tiny gears inside?
A lot. I bet each
crystal.
Gear you can get like $100
oh,
for.
Oh, probably, yeah. That's
Ooh,
crazy.
Sell it for parts.
Yeah, just part it out.
Part
instead.
It out.
I think you could sell the fucking whole Rolex for more, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just heartbreaking.
Part it out. Art it out.
All right, Art. What's this 2-minute curbside fail I keep reading about on the news?
Oh, it's in the news too?
Yeah, it's on Slam City front page.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, you guys ever use the curbside at anywhere, and usually you'll just like check in, right?
Uh-huh.
And then eventually they'll come out with your food.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At Domino's, they have this like 2-minute guarantee. And once you like arrive, and it's all GPS based, you know?
Sure.
And then you hit the I'm here button. Mm-hmm. Within 2 minutes, they should be coming out with your pizza, right?
Yeah.
So
seems straightforward.
Yeah. But 2 minutes, you know, when you're running busy, running behind, understaffed and stuff like that, That's not a likely thing, right?
It could be.
Well, if everybody's like running on all cylinders and there's no one to give,
yeah,
run out and give the pizza kind of thing.
Yeah. So. Or you just make an impact hire and all he does is hand the pizzas when they get here.
Impact hire, huh? Oh, man. Next time on Employment Talk.
What do you get?
Hey,
bro.
Hey, have you met John, dude? That boy is impacted. I'll say that much.
J-Mark's kind of our impact hire.
J-Mark is our impact hire.
Except we don't really pay him either.
Well,
they don't really pay them much. Yeah. Probably not either.
What are you saying,
I don't think,
Bruno?
You have to pay impact hires as much.
What are you saying?
Is that true?
What happens if they don't meet the 2 minutes?
Free pizza.
Oh, are you getting it for free?
That's like 90.
Do you
rule.
Have to wait on them to make another one?
No, it's like a credit for your next order.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, you gotta come back.
When they didn't give you your pizza in 2 minutes.
Now, let me tell you what happened to me.
Yeah, please.
You want to hear what happened to me? Or,
please.
I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Kind of.
All right, what was your question?
What happened to you?
What happened to you?
Oh, so parked.
You changed.
Ran the 2 minutes.
Uh-huh. You know this motherfucker was timing too, and he put up his
they
phone.
They put a fucking timer on the app that's like 2 minute countdown.
That's cocky.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like, we're going to get it out here.
Right.
But they had the power to stop the clock too.
What?
Yeah. So it doesn't reach that zero and give you your credit.
Domino's.
That's not a clock then.
It's like stopping a
shot
slot
clock.
Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that what happened to you?
Fuck yeah, it is.
Oh, no
so I was
way.
Like, guess what? Already scanned right there, and it took more than 2 minutes, and I was like, I'll give him like 2 more minutes to like come out with
double.
It.
Uh-huh.
And I
four
when I
minutes.
Parked,
that's it, 2 pizzas.
You know, there were plenty of parking spaces where I was at, so I was like, they can't really be that busy.
Maybe they're taking a shit, all of them at the same time. They work at Domino's.
Yeah, maybe it's shit with
they
shit
They
got
to refill the shit bowl.
So eventually I had to go inside where there were like 3 people in the kitchen all busting their asses.
Yeah,
wow. And there were 8 people waiting in there to pick up their orders. I thought I was like the only person curbside in the world at that moment in time at this location.
Your
you
special
know?
Curbside.
It's like you can make it 2 minutes quick, right? Or someone's going to abide by this. But
the dude does not abide.
How about those folks, man? We're getting their butts slammed.
Yeah. Well, and how about that you talk to one of them? You say, look, man, I get that you're busy and all, but like, can you unpause that fucking clock at the very least? Are they the ones in control of it?
I'm sure.
It has to be.
How else did it pause itself?
But I mean, isn't that a reasonable thing to say, like, look, I'm not going to like yell and shit like some people that I just want from man to man.
No.
Unpause that clock.
You got energy
you kick
for that,
the
man?
Door in. Where's my $2 deal?
I'm sure people flip on that shit.
Did
you
say
that in the news, or you just made that up
Most
for me
people
to tell
no,
me?
I didn't know that was a thing. I would come in there with a fucking buzzer.
Hit it! I'll be calling corporate.
You know what that is?
Wait, a buzzer?
What is that? 2 minutes is up, bitch. Give me that pizza credit, bitch.
Give me that
it's
pizza
been four. Give me
credit.
2 pizza credits.
You know, that's the that's what the money will be in the future is pizza credits?
Yeah, you're right.
No, but it's the whole thing of, like, he said, she said.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. They can tell when you, like, you clocked in and then when you actually got your
pizza.
Or
they can say that your app glitched. Where are you at with that?
Well.
Yeah, because they own the means of production.
Yeah.
Or maybe your connection got fucked.
They disrupt the means of production.
Yeah, it's like going to the IRS and, you know, complaining about some shit, dude.
About taxes.
Yeah, come on now.
So, like. That's next door.
Like, I'm
Isn't
sorry.
That a fucked up experience though.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah, for sure. And Domino's, you're on notice. Are you stopping the fucking shit, dude?
Hey, Domino's, it's on. Because
that seems like against the law.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it seems
law,
highly
at least pizza law.
At the very least, pizza law. It might even be like city ordinances.
Yeah. Is 2 minutes too short, though?
Like, no.
How do you guys feel about that?
Domino's, like, you're on.
They set the fucking time.
They put this guarantee, so they should make that a priority, right? Even if the pizzas were backing up.
Yeah, they say.
Pulling out the
this
fucking
is,
bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They said, we made a promise.
A pizza promise. And
we
that's the most sacred of all
we
promises.
We made a pee-pee. Yeah. And
the pizza promise is the most sacred promise.
But you know what?
And they broke the rules.
Jim and I is right. Domino's, you're on Domino notice, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that loaded, man!
I tried
Jesus
to say it a second
Christ.
Ago.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, Arthur.
I'm sorry for that chamber.
Hey, man, cut it out, okay? J-Mark, cut the damn thing if you don't like it.
Listeners, listen to that whole segment again. That's setup time, man.
Well, you know.
Just so you can say Dominotus.
Well, no, it was more like a minute. I was sitting on it for about 30 seconds.
Could have just kept going, man.
But I didn't want to. I wanted to say it. What happens is that if I let it stay inside, it rots.
Yeah.
So it's got to come out.
You get blue balls.
Gemini knows.
You get blue balls.
If there's a pun inside, you got to let it out.
Otherwise, it punishes you.
That's right.
Dang.
The Punisher. All right, boys. Brainstorm sesh time.
What's that?
Conceptualize a made-up pod titled Squirters.
A guy who collects those like Gatorade bottles, the green Gatorade bottle, like just a bunch of different Gatorade bottles, I think. That
sounds really interesting pod, dude.
Or like a history of Super Soakers.
A history of
Squirters.
Yeah. Keeping a PG right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Or various citruses.
Wait, what do you mean?
We have to check
this. This is the best one.
Okay, go ahead.
A podcast based on citruses.
Why is it called? Oh, because of the drink squirt.
You squeeze, you, like, squirt
to get lemon juice into it.
That's pretty good.
Limes.
Okay, all right, moving on. Talk about that. Squirters.
Squirters.
Brian, I want to go into the obvious.
No, what is the? I don't understand.
No, that's kind
of piss.
Oh, because piss comes out of your penis. It squirts out of your penis. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a thing where I pretend like I don't know what squirting is.
You pretend like it's not your favorite thing in the fucking world.
I fucking love squirt. I mean, what do you want? What do you want me to say, Arthur? That I want a girl to squirt on my face?
Ladies.
And me to go...
Is that what
you want me to say?
Every episode.
Just like sampling it.
Or it could be like you interview
squirters. Or you put it in a wine glass and you see what kind of legs
once
the squirt has.
Once it goes into some kind of receptacle, I don't want it.
It has to go from pussy to face.
Yes.
Like from to table.
From the fountain, dude.
From the source.
From the source, thank you.
You can't pour it in a cup?
Yeah. I mean, are you setting me up, dude? You're on Dominotas, okay?
Everybody here.
Everyone here is on Dominotas.
The listeners. The very new listener that just tuned in right now.
I'm going to make J-Mark cut 100 times. I'm going to say Dominotas.
You know, you should just tweet at them and say they're on hashtag Dominotas because it would fucking work.
It would. Dude, see?
If I put my explanation about stopping the clock.
You absolutely get one credit, even if nobody else sees it, because they're just on their social media.
That's cool.
You know, that's the only reason I have a Twitter is that I know that if I complain at a company,
yeah,
I get a free at thing or hashtag thing, whatever it is.
What do you mean?
Whatever the vernacular is.
Or there's that connection in the interweb.
Hashtag. Whopper?
Panda Express.
Sure.
I fucked up my order and I said, is this how you treat people at Panda Express? And I put a picture of my photo and they gave me a coupon in the mail. Some guy called me to get my address.
To know where you live.
And I got a coupon in
upset? Are you upset when you do this? Or it's like you're just kind of cool, calm, and collected?
No, I'm upset.
Okay. That's just hate
livid. I'm livid. I only go on Twitter when I'm livid.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what everyone
does. That's what Twitter's for.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to read their Yelp until tomorrow.
Just imagine someone like feeling joy when they get onto Twitter and then feeling joy when they get off of Twitter. Can you imagine
that? What kind of echo chamber are they on?
I don't know. It sounds nice, though.
They're probably on the porn one. Speaking of.
What?
What keywords were you using when you first got into searching for porn? So this one came up because
we
were talking about pus.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Ooh. And the adjective of pus is pussy, right?
And it's spelled like pussy.
Yeah. And Brian tried to spell it incorrectly, P-U-S-Y, to see if maybe that was the workaround that the English language used. But the number one search result for P-U-S-Y.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right. All of page 1 was just like, did you mean pussy?
Yeah, it was all pussy or P-U-S-I in quotes, because that's what everyone's searching for, apparently.
P-U-S-Y.
Imagine not being able to spell pussy.
Did you mean?
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, but it's like, you know, all the porn sites.
XNXX.com, Pornhub.com, XHamster, RedTube, YouPorn.
X-Videos. Tumblr.
Twitter.
Facebook.
Well, not Facebook. Twitter. Twitter has porn on it?
Yes, there? Lots of it.
Pretty cool.
OnlyFans.
Thank you. I don't remember. You remember what you searched? I don't remember.
A lot of facial stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, like when I was first doing it, like burgeoning into it, and I was like a teenager or something, I'd probably put like boobs.
Yeah, probably.
You probably just go to google.com/boobs.
Yeah, boobs.
I went to altavista.digital.com.
What is that?
It's a search engine.
GeoCities.
Digital. What's the digital part?
It's part of the digital corporation.
Yeah.
And they made a search engine called AltaVista. This is before This is before they bought altavista.com. So it was just a subdomain of digital.com.
So it was digital.com/altavista?
No, altavista.digital.com.
Oh, wow.
Too much.
That is too much, if you ask me.
AltaVista is a great name.
Altavista.
Anybody else?
I mean, tall view.
Yeah.
Are you avoiding the question, burrito?
What? What is the question?
Was it feet, burrito?
I think it was probably boobs or tits.
Titties.
Yeah, titties. Vaginas.
I'll be honest with you, dude. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Be honest, Brian!
For the first time ever on this podcast?
Sure. First time for everything.
I bet early on I was searching for incest stuff before it was cool, dude.
Holy shit. Holy shit, are you answering fucking stepbrother porn?
I was leaving off step, dude.
Sure, you just wanted the full thing. These guys look a lot alike. Holy shit.
Let me tell you, dude, it was hard to find back then.
Sure.
They hadn't caught on, dude. They didn't know that it was that many people were searching.
It was lying there all along.
But people like me, we secretly,
like your dominant hand.
we all like rose up. Just by our search.
Your search volume definitely drove.
And we changed the game, dude.
I guarantee you the whole incest thing is the work of algorithms.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
So the content creators are trying to see what's hot and happening.
Like what people are searching for. And it's a bunch of people like me from all over the world. Somewhere around 2006 or 7, they started seeing some trends.
Yes.
And then we all banded together and we said, we want more of this. And they heard us.
Right.
And they delivered.
And they never are ever going to stop.
No.
And it's now the premise of literally everything.
Maybe when it stops being hot, they'll stop, I think.
Yeah.
Is it ever going to be?
No.
I also like it when they do the brother-sister thing, but like one of them's black.
I don't like that. I can't suspend disbelief for that, dude.
This is bullshit.
Yeah. You know, he's not even mixed. I would believe it if they had like the same dad or something. I don't know.
Well,
so I don't remember what I searched for, but probably
interracial facial.
Actually, Brooke Burke might have been.
Brooke Burke.
Back to Brooke,
you know what?
It was more
probably,
like people.
It was probably
Brooke
people
Burke
I wanted to see naked.
Brooke Burke naked. It's like blank blank naked.
Yes.
So you're just talking like Google searching.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I use Google.
It was Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Holy
wow.
Shit!
Did you find that, dude?
Did you find any?
Put it in the Slack.
Did you put Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
It's probably fake.
Hey, man.
Hey, you're on Domino
Days. Oh, my God.
See, hey, Arthur, you're talking shit, dude, and now it's like
passing
a part of your it's a part of your vernacular now.
Hey, I mean, if anybody who was supposed to put anybody on Domino Days, it would be you putting at Domino's on Domino Days.
When I get around to it, when I hear this back with J-Mark when we're cutting this shit.
Yeah, you're going to be so pissed when you forget about this episode. And
I
you're,
could forget.
And then it comes back, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Domino Days.
You should be at Domino's. You're on hashtag Domino Days.
Arthur, did you answer this query?
I was going to throw in a joke there, which
about
is like
porn?
A half-truth.
Two lies and a truth.
Yeah. Okay. Peter North.
Oh.
That's what you typed in?
Yeah, man.
Just to see that what the hubbub was about?
Well, I mean, if you want to.
Not even the hubbub. It's
if you want to see Splashtown.
Fandom.
Oh, because of the ropes. I got them confused with John Holmes. They're known for different things.
It's a tentacle of AIDS.
A tentacle of AIDS.
He died of AIDS, straight up. He had a
that's
fucking
funny,
tentacle.
Dude. His John Holmes' dick was a tentacle of AIDS.
Holy shit.
Dude. See, look, you were not sitting on that, and
John
it came
Holmes
right out.
Before my time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter North was his John Holmes.
Yeah. Well,
were y'all contemporaries, you and Peter?
No. It's always like the people who are like 10 years older than you.
Sure.
That you're watching fuck.
Like bands.
Yeah.
Who's your hero, Brian?
It was when I was younger, it was like I just watched
the
lesbian
hedgehog.
Porn.
The hedgehog.
I
lesbians, a lot of lesbians.
When I was younger, but recently I'm getting more into seeing cocks fuck vaginas.
Sure, you can put yourself in that situation. That's
still
why you don't
heroes.
Like black.com because you can't,
I can't
put
like,
yourself
what?
In that situation.
I can't even imagine being black, dude. I can't even imagine it.
Yeah. All right, speaking of things you can't imagine, a life without foot fungus, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, look, guys, I don't know what, I don't know why I brought this in. That's
it's a part
my,
of your life and you want to share it with
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you know,
let's talk about it.
I'm like,
struggling.
Is full frontal attack, is that a
full
thing?
Full frontal assault, yeah.
Full frontal assault on this foot fungus, man. I've been living with it for too long, just letting it slide.
Living
for
on a prayer.
What are you
so
using?
This foot
do you
fungus,
have a regimen?
Is it tough acting? This foot fungus is living rent-free.
Yes.
On and your feet.
Have you gone to a dermatologist?
And probably inside your bloodstream.
Well, I went to a dermatologist. He said it's the same thing as the athlete's foot. I thought that was bullshit. Apparently, they do stem from the same.
Oh, you have jock itch, dude?
It's the same kind of fungus,
yeah, it is.
But it's on my feet. I have jock itch.
Did
on
you
my
say
feet.
I am not and never have been an athlete?
Yeah,
I
should
look like I run, bitch.
Bitch, I look like I run.
And she said,
"Such a little sexy
I see.
Down.
I know. You're naked right now. But anyway, so
why
I'm like,
why should make you naked with it's your foot fungus?
No, it was
strip.
It's for a checkup. So she had to look at all my moles.
She did said, she pull your ball sack?
No, she made me keep my underwear on. I was like, "What? Well,
what if
happens?
I got like a skin lesion on my dick?
She was a
like,
skin tag on my scrotum.
She's like, that's somebody else's problem.
She really did. She was like
you.
You're
my
get
doctor.
She's like, a lot of times people get their partner to check, and I was like, bitch.
Does it look like I have a partner?
Does it look like I'm an athlete with a partner?
Does it look like I have a fucking partner? Clearly, I'm not an athlete.
Yeah. So yeah.
So but, getting a partner is hard.
But I'm like,
okay, I like that she said partner for you.
She might not have said partner. Maybe I just made that up because I'm gay.
Yeah. You wish some dude would check out your scrotes. Vagina. Does it look like you got? Yeah. How many skin tags I got? I got a new one.
Damn, I do have a skin tag on my butt cheek. I forgot to show her.
Yeah, because she didn't want to look at your dick. You're like, fine, you don't want to see that. You don't get to see
nothing
else.
You don't
else.
Get to see my ass.
Then you don't get to see anything else.
I'm doing vinegar soaks.
I'm sorry,
at night.
What?
You put vinegar in some water. You mix it up and you soak
you
your
put
feet.
Baking soda it? On the foot first?
No, you don't put. But then I'm putting some
cream.
Some cream. Twice a day. I don't know if it's
fungal?
Doing antifungal cream.
Is it scripts?
Or no, I need to get a. If this doesn't work, I got to get a script.
Sounds like you need prescription.
Maybe you should just cook
the bloodstream.
What?
Maybe you should just cook whatever you got on now. Distill it down. You know, make the crack of this foot fungus cream.
Can you do that?
No.
The reason I really wanted to do this because I met a unicorn, dude.
Oh. She want to suck on your toes and you want to have
woman,
pretty ones.
It's a woman. Feet?
A woman who's into feet, dude. Have you heard of this? It's
sounds
wild.
Common. Sounds common.
It seems like it's
an abomination?
Not a common thing.
It seems like an abomination to me.
So you
want to
have nice feet for this nice lady
why don't you
who's
just
into
get a
feet.
Pedicure?
No, I've gotten a
well,
pedicure.
It's like,
not going to do it.
It's fungus. It's like through the toes.
My toes are green right now.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, some it kind of changes.
Not your toenails, your toes?
I'm sorry, my toenails.
Oh, okay.
The two big toenails are green. And it's embarrassing, dude.
Both your foot thumbs are green?
My foot thumbs are green.
You got green thumbs.
I don't say.
Start a fucking victory garden.
I can grow anything with my feet.
You don't do anything with your feet?
I said I can grow anything with my feet.
Yeah, I can.
You're like Swamp Thing.
He's got toes.
He's got green toes too, man. Thing. He had like that bitter melon coming out of his foot and made that bitch eat it. He made that bitch eat his bitter melon foot toe thingy.
Is it true?
Really?
You don't remember her eating like vegetables coming from him?
I don't remember anything from Swamp Thing.
I don't remember if it was foot, but something came off of him and she ate it.
Hey, pause real quick. Burrito, the DC fan, how do you feel about Swamp Thing?
He's cool.
But where is he on your list?
Numbered one.
100.
I read a few books, but only when it's like crosses over and it's interesting.
So he's on your radar, but
like just, Swamp Thing is
very minor. But they made a movie out of it. Wasn't
Thing,
that popular?
Swamp Thing and the Toxic Avenger is the same guy.
No, it's not.
Same guy.
And Man Thing.
And Man Thing.
Man Thing. That was Marvel's answer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways, back to toe
what
fungus.
Was the question?
Yeah.
Swamp Thing? Question mark.
I bought swim shoes, dude, because I'm so embarrassed. Dude. I'm wearing
it wasn't
swim,
even
shoes.
Swim boat shoes.
Huh?
It wasn't even like Sperry's.
No, I want to be able to swim in them.
So you got those like nerd ass fucking like,
I got, like some aqua shoes.
Toe socks.
Oh my god, dude!
So the dermatologist
maybe just cut off your feet. You know, instead of wearing aqua socks, you should just probably cut off your fucking feet, dude.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I want my.
I don't
feet.
Know, man.
I want my feet. If this doesn't work, I'll keep you guys posted.
Maybe let them breathe. Maybe wear more open-toed shoes.
No.
Why?
You think that's right? I've also been powdering.
Either you'll air them out and they'll like. You know, they'll be better, or you'll stop giving a shit if everybody has to see it and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Doesn't fungus grow in dark, damp places?
It grows in darkness.
Like it grows on your feet.
Scrot with the skin tags.
Dark, damp
feet places.
Democracy
dies in darkness. I am powdering it.
What about you changing socks?
I change my socks every day.
No. Type.
Oh.
Get some gold toes. Treat yourself.
What does the gold toe do?
No, it just like
has
a gold stripe.
Powder.
Has a gold stripe and it's fucking classy shit. Classy
shit. Oh, okay. I thought it was medicated or something.
Oh, like a copper?
Gold bond?
Yeah. Copper's the medical metal.
Yeah.
You know, you have some aches and pains. You got like a copper elbow brace. You got a copper
socks.
Back brace.
Balance? Copper line socks.
What if you got some copper
rings.
Socks? Copper rings.
On your toes.
What if you just
copper toe rings?
Yeah, you should get some copper toe rings.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A toe ring on this dude? Holy shit.
It'll get the distraction off his
green toes. You think homegirl would like that? If he had toe rings?
You should try it.
Can you imagine him wearing toe rings? Holy shit,
dude. Yeah, to get the eyes off his green toes.
Does that make her, like, wet?
What? I don't know, because maybe she would like it if there was a little bit of fungus.
No, wait, she would love it. So she needs like an aged toe. Yeah.
How'd you get this info? Or did you go at him and you were like, I'm hairy?
No, I think she was just like, she showed me your feet at me.
Oh.
She said, show me your feet.
Was your penis already out at this point?
Or maybe there, I accidentally sent a picture of my feet along with like my dick, and she like looked past my dick and like,
it wasn't, she was like, it wasn't that hard.
She mistook his big toe for his dick.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, you got six toes?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's just your dick.
Yeah, so she's always...
Can you move your dick away?
Yeah, move your dick to the side. I want to see your fucking disgusting feet.
I want to see your fucking feet.
Maybe his dick over his green toe.
See, look, any listeners, any new listeners that are feet ladies, chime in. Is a nasty foot an apex foot?
It can't be.
It's like aged steak.
Someone's into it, but it's not the norm. Because feet guys aren't into shitty feet. They want good feet.
I don't know that they want good feet.
They'll take any feet, but they prefer good feet.
Any feet.
Any feet will do.
And like also, I mean, Quentin Tarantino, I think he likes a dirty foot, but as long as you can wash it off. You can't wash this shit off.
Yeah. Quentin, sorry. You can't wash this shit off.
I've tried, okay?
That was Double X Quantum now.
Yes, it was. For better or worse.
So your dermatologist didn't give you...
She offered a pill, and I said...
You should have taken that, man.
I know, I should have. Apparently, it gets...
You have insurance.
I know, but it like fucks with your liver, maybe.
Julio Tejas, financial advisor. When you got to lose some weight... Why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. I regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Top of the hour.
Hey, wait.
Truck calling.
Oh, go ahead.
What?
Well, okay, I'll just say, since we're giving exposition to the new listeners, so Julio is the one that was giving us Rolexes, right?
Yeah.
So do we work for Julio?
No. He sponsors us.
He sponsors us, but he's just like, hey, I like what you've been doing.
I like the cut of your jib.
I like the cut of your jib.
I want to bust y'all down.
Instead of a bonus, instead of like extra cash.
Or just paying us in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, because maybe he just like robbed a Rolex truck.
Or maybe he's got...
And he has some
maybe he runs a Rolex store.
Yeah.
And he gets them on discount.
Or his clients run a jewelry shop.
And they owe him a fucking favor.
Yeah. They owe me a favor.
So pick something out of the case. Favors.
Okay.
There's going to be like 50 different Rolexes to choose from.
So in case you were wondering who Julio was, he sponsors the podcast and he is...
Has a connection to Rolexes.
And he has some less than savory business practices.
Also, Julio is a nonprofit.
This guy still writes checks.
He is a nonprofit.
Puts them in the mail.
Yeah, no profit at all.
Oh, shit. Top of the hour.
Top of the news, truck hauling bees overturns in Quantimino County. A local beekeeper helping with the situation said the bees could be anywhere and advised everyone in the Slam City Beta Curtain District should be careful.
Holy shit.
Bees nuts.
Hey, guess what, guys?
Bees nuts.
Some bees got loose. And they could be anywhere.
They could be.
They could be anywhere. Yeah,
but see, here's anywhere. The thing. Anywhere they are.
They're not just going to go.
They be.
That's just philosophy, dude. You know they're saying that at the bee meeting, dude.
Yeah, at the bee meeting.
I was talking to Jim beating. And I. And I've been to... I'll see you at the beating, dude.
I'll see you at the beating.
No, when I was maybe like 10 years ago, my roommate was a beekeeper. And so I went to with the, like the monthly beekeepers association.
Apiary?
What?
Apiary?
Nice.
What is it?
Apiary. Do you
know? Oh, yeah. Is that it? So what's the apiology?
Apiology,
I guess.
Philatelie's like stamp collecting, kind of like that.
Wait, so what would you call one person who's a beekeeper?
Apiologist?
Apiary?
Apiarist?
Apiare?
Pierre!
Pierre, the apiarist!
Oh, wow.
No. So, yeah. Bees.
Bees, no.
That's the bees' knees.
Wherever they are, they be.
Apiology.
Huh?
Melittology.
Is?
The study of bees.
Oh, melittology is
the study
different
of from
bees.
Beekeeping?
Apiary is beekeeping.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So you're just throwing in more words we don't need right now, Burrito.
You're right.
Speaking of overturned lorries.
Apiary is a place where bees are kept.
Ah.
Correction.
Yes. Like an aviary.
Sure.
For birds.
I would think it would be for apes, but let's go.
Speaking of overturned lorries,
it took me a while.
Tractor trailer carrying cheese catches fire on Ohio interstate.
Damn, you know what? I love burnt cheese.
Do you really?
Some toasted cheese.
Who doesn't like burnt cheese?
They got queso.
Our notes don't specifically say what kind of cheese, but if you had to guess.
From under.
From under Brian's toes.
Boom! This motherfucker's neck pulse. Because he just got killed.
We need a fire extinguisher.
What is the cheese that you can set on fire? Is it like queso flameado or something?
Oh,
yeah, it's
flameado.
It is, right?
And flameado.
Flameado.
That's what they made.
I never meant to hurt
on the interstate.
On the interstate.
Now we just need a truck of tortilla chips to flip over.
Imagine if it was wheels of imported Parmigiano Reggiano.
Wow.
How much would that be?
$1,800 a wheel. What do you think?
Is that how much it is?
Yeah.
What if it was 18 wheels of cheese that it was driving on?
Oh, wow. That's why they call them 18 wheelers. What the fuck? What the fuck?
18 wheels of Parmigiano.
What the fuck?
Look, hey, man, guys. We're just being goofs.
We're just goofing around.
Hey, man.
Look. We're just out here.
We're just being goofs.
Okay.
You're right. There's no need to put me on domino notice for that, dude.
What the fuck?
Bullshit. You mean they get to where they're going and they're unloading and they check the manifest and they're like, you're 18 wheels short.
Like, how am I going to get home then, bitch?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I ran a flat.
Yeah,
I ran a couple flats.
That's what has to happen.
Yeah,
in this scenario.
I had to get here.
I got hungry and
now I can't shit.
And a truck stop, they find out they have a flat tire and don't have any spares, so they have to use a cheese wheel.
Eastbound and down. Speaking of cheese wheels,
that was the most adorable bit we've ever done. I think.
That's what you call the slumber party.
Yeah, let's talk about boys next. Speaking of boys.
A vintage Burger King restaurant found fully intact behind a wall at a mall in Delaware.
I love that they made the news story that Art requested based on a fucking social media post.
TikTok post.
Yeah. It was a Reddit post based on a TikTok post.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
That got turned into a news story.
So the fascinating part about this, or the not so fascinating, after you read like the Reddit comments, is like this is a common thing in dead-ass malls.
Yeah.
Or not dead-ass, but...
No, it's
dying.
I mean,
malls.
They're dead ass malls, dude.
Serious
malls.
They don't have thriving malls.
Wait, no, but dead ass like serious malls.
Yeah,
those malls are dead ass.
Yeah, they're dead.
Like,
ass.
These malls are dead.
Do they just put a wall up and build something right in front of it?
No, they just like cover it up so it's you can't.
Yeah, I guess you can't see it anymore. It's like the storefront is just like covered. They put like drywall.
A wall.
Right. Until I guess the next person rents it, but then the problem is there's not a next person renting this mall.
There's never a next person.
Yeah.
The mall changes hands and then they don't realize that there's actually a space back there.
Wouldn't it be
Did you ever see that?
What's up?
The people like they've lived in a mall.
Oh, and behind one of the walls?
Inside a corner, they could go inside like this basement area, and like they set up an apartment.
Oh, that's like.
And
Parasite.
They lived there for like 3 years.
That's cool.
And they moved in like furniture and shit, and like a PlayStation.
Why not? Make it your home.
Was this
and then
in
all
America?
Of a sudden, it was like Delaware or some shit.
Did you guys ever see Parasite?
I didn't see it. Did you see it, Burrito?
Multiple times.
No,
it's good.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
I love that. I want to be the one that discovers one of these
underground, hidden rooms.
If you look at that picture, it's pretty
it's invigorating.
Cool. It's also like the color
exactly capsule. How you remember it,
and the color palette is just wild.
In time.
Dude.
It's exactly how you remember.
Yeah, and I'm just like, why was this the color palette? It's pretty crazy.
That's what we used to do.
It's like it was kind of boring. It wasn't like exciting.
It was a melange of wood patterns
and like very muted tones. Am I using that right?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. The 80s was very brown.
I think this was like 90. Yeah. It looked like 90s, right?
Yeah, but it was
built
in the 80s.
You're right, yeah.
They didn't update it. They just closed it down.
That's right.
That's right. Speaking of closing it down.
What is this? I don't remember what I put in here. No. Naturopaths?
Naturopaths.
Naturopaths?
Yeah.
Not bound by science, lawyer argues in BC hearing on fecal transplants for autism. I didn't really want to talk about the law stuff.
You wanted to talk about fecal transplants or autism?
I was just thinking, okay, this guy, dude.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
He's raking in dough, bro.
No, I'm talking about the autistic guy that they're implanting with.
Oh, I thought it was like some kid.
Yeah.
A parent's kid. They took him to a doctor.
Yeah, there's an autistic kid, and then the doctor is saying, let's put fecal implants.
To cure his autism.
To cure his autism. But
transplants?
This kid, dude. I mean, first of all, he's autistic. First of all, his mom chooses to get him
homeopathy
inoculated, which gives him autism.
Right.
From the, what's it called? What are they called?
The heavy metals.
Vaccines.
The
vaccines.
Rare earth metals.
So she gives him autism by doing vaccines.
She feels bad, Jenny McCarthy. She feels bad.
And she
bad.
Says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shove fix shit this. In his mouth.
I'm going to fix this.
I'm going to fix this with shit pills.
No, they put it right in the butt, dude.
Do they do that?
It's a suppository.
Oh, I thought it was a pill that
they put
swallow.
Poop into your butt instead
no,
of it coming
they,
out?
They like, clean it and they just take the bacteria.
They clean the poop.
They clean poop. And
really?
Just
how?
Lose bacteria.
Have you ever tried?
Dawn.
Wait. See, yeah, but once you... Here's the thing. It's kind of a philosophical question. Right. If you clean poop, there's no poop
is
left.
It poop?
No, there's right. no more poop because you just cleaned it.
No, but it's, there's still poop.
What
there's
what is
always
it?
Poop.
What is it, though?
It's poop.
It's just not dirty?
Bottom, yeah, man. It's clean
well, poop.
Poop
is a general term for everything that makes up fecal matter, right?
Okay, but is there any clean fecal matter?
Yeah. You just, like, wash it.
I think once you get all the harmful germs out of fecal matter, yeah.
it's
actually
a good bacteria.
Fine.
Okay.
How do you think they make fucking your cult?
Fertilizer. Yeah.
I don't
How do you think they make
it.
Kombucha?
There's poop in it?
Poop.
Really?
Right, Burrito? Right.
It's a SCOBY.
Is that
it's
true?
A SCOBY.
Is that poop?
Yeah, it's a mother bacteria.
Mother.
Yeah, mommy.
It's from mother yeast.
Okay, so did they clean the poop, then they put it in a casing, a pill casing, mm-hmm. and they shove it up the kid's ass?
Either that or they make you eat it.
Yeah.
Just part of the diet.
Anyways.
It depends on
life.
Where it needs to embed.
Okay.
But at least they get to go through this procedure, right?
Of, like, shoving a pill up their son's
yeah.
ass?
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
Is it a
so
jagged little pill?
You said it depends on what hey. You're treating. So, I guess uh-huh. they're treating his brain, so it goes
it
into
goes his... right into his eardrum.
Wait,
they
what?
Just take a turd and, like,
yeah.
squeeze it into... I mean, it's homeopathy.
That's true. Yeah, you could do whatever you want with
you
homeopathy.
Do whatever you
yeah.
want, man.
So, what if the mom's like, this has cost me an arm and a leg. I think I'm just going to, like...
It's free healthcare.
I think
it's
I'm just going to make my own... Poop pills.
It's Canada.
Bullshit. Canadian.
Oh, okay. So she's not using. She probably
it's,
doesn't
this
have
is
to.
Socialized healthcare.
So she doesn't need to use her own poop.
Nope. Okay. Her poop's probably busted. I mean, she gave her son autism.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways,
all that maple syrup.
And then, like, the listeners that are on the spectrum, like, these guys are bullshit.
These guys are bullshit.
These guys is
guys,
bullshit.
It's called satire. Yo.
Lead-lined maple syrup.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese grocery store marketing manager. Despite not being Japanese and who thinks, quote, marketing, is getting to say, clean up on aisle 3 over the store's intercom. So bring your reusable shopping bag because these headlines are all organic, interweb to table. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment within a segment.
I don't like those mouth noises.
Yeah.
I don't like it
Nippon
at all.
Nippon News.
Nippon. So speaking of grocery stores, this yeah. Japanese supermarket has either the kindest or cruelest slogan, but no one's sure which.
I'll tell you. What is it?
Oh, the slogan is "Nai mono wa nai."
Cruel.
Cruel.
So there's two different ways to read this
okay.
in Japanese, and there's been a lot of discussion about what it actually means between people who speak Japanese.
Okay.
So
that's where we are.
So one way you can read it is there isn't a thing that we don't have.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There isn't
so
a thing
it's kind
we don't
of like
have.
Saying, there's nothing we don't have. We got
there's
it all kind
you
of
can
thing,
say.
Right?
That can't be mm-hmm. done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the other way to read it is we don't have the things we don't have.
That's great.
So it's kind of like, hey, if we don't have it, then we don't have it. Tough.
Is that supposed to be cruel? That's just like good ass.
That's saying nothing.
That's mine. No, it's not.
It's saying nothing.
No, it's, well, you could say this is like a mindfulness thing. It's like a, don't worry about things you don't have.
Yeah.
What you don't have is what you don't have, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but they're a department store. But they're not really saying anything.
Yeah, it's a meaningless sentence. It's better left unsaid versus we got it all. So what's the dealio, Burrito?
What's cruel about it?
It's just their slogan.
What makes it cruel, though?
Maybe
oh,
it's
saying
like
you can't afford this, bitch.
No, no, no. We don't have the things we don't have. Maybe they're like,
it's condescending.
And we ain't
maybe?
Got it.
Yeah.
You're looking for something?
We don't
Why don't
have
you go
it.
Fuck yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. Have you checked the go fuck yourself store?
You check your asshole.
You
it's
check
not
your damn
in there.
Asshole.
It's not in there.
Oh, your mama's shit in a pill's in there? Okay.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. Okay.
Just how the same sentence can be translated as polar opposites of each other.
Yeah.
Is that what we're getting
yeah,
at?
Yeah.
I mean, we use that in America a lot.
But isn't that just good for marketing? Because talk is talk.
Yeah.
We're talking about it, and we don't even know
it
what
is.
The fuck the store's name
Let's
is.
Let's talk about it.
Da.co.
I don't remember what the
it doesn't matter.
Store's name
it
is.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
I looked
it's a
it
grocery
up.
Store.
Yeah, Macy's Japan.
Macy's Japan.
Yeah, but it's spelled different.
Oh, M-A-I-S-I-E.
Macy's.
Macy.
So did
straight
you hear
from Japan,
they,
lines!
Did you hear that they uncovered this Burger King in Delaware that was behind a mall wall?
Really? Oh, speaking of a mall wall, that's Paul speaking Wall's of brother.
Mall wall Paul Wall's brother.
Burger King Japan is offering a dried ramen instead of french fries in its combo meals.
That's good because Burger King french fries kind of suck.
They suck ass.
But they're still Burger Ooh. King french fries. They're still a trademark shitty thing, right?
Yeah.
But fucking they dried do. Ramen, that's low.
Yeah. It's the new Daitai potato set, which is translates to a sort of potato meal.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it's like a potato yeah. set.
Mr. Potato Set?
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Like, what is a potato set?
You know, they call them sets.
Yeah, the word set there is like a set meal. So it's like that's what they call like a value
meal. It's short
meal.
For setting.
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Set and setting.
Yes, it's the sort of potato meal because it satisfies that crunchy, salty...
Yeah, speak for yourself.
...starchy kind of need when
Start
you're...
Start your damn
yeah,
pants,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. And so this is... It costs the same as getting potatoes, but this is because
Art
there's
is pissed.
It's because there's a sort of a potato shortage, I guess, in Japan.
This is like adding thighs to your menu because
yes,
there's not
exactly.
enough chicken wings.
Exactly. And if you buy it,
yeah,
if you get the potato or the dried ramen as your side, you also get a free sticker that says "I supported the king."
Bullshit. I like the sticker. It's all right.
You like the sticker?
Yeah.
I supported the king. Did you bootlicker?
Yeah, no gods,
yeah, you,
no kings,
yeah, thank
only
you.
Man.
That's right, dude. The only kings are the ones that we read about in news stories who mistreat women.
Like Brian McFly, ultimate king.
Yeah, so, the dude, are you a fucking monarchist over here, dude?
I just like stickers. It's like an ironic sticker,
like,
right?
You'll fucking sell a baby for a sticker, man.
I'll trade my fries for some shitty ramen. It's not even cooked.
Just for a sticker.
Do you
all
think that ramen would
You'll
be any good if you
soul.
Cooked it?
Yeah.
Probably be pretty legit.
It's just instant ramen.
Yeah, but what a cop-out.
Why am I cooking my sides?
No, you don't cook it. You eat it like chips.
Why? Because I'm... Why?
Because you're broke. And you don't even got running water anymore. Okay. You ever been there?
Yeah. Speaking of things that maybe we shouldn't buy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, this is a continuation on the story, dude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What story?
We got an update.
I'm
in a
sorry.
Previous
Hold
episode.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Last time,
rewind.
Hey.
Last week.
Wow. On our previous episode.
Last week, we talked about that COVID-19
you don't
guy.
Know that. You don't know that last week?
I think so.
You don't know what?
It was 2 weeks ago.
It was last week.
It's quotes. Last week.
My last week's different than y'all's last week.
Well, sometime in the past.
Yes.
We talked about
previously.
Or the future.
We talked about that guy who got all that money, all that COVID-19
money.
So they had the same kind of idea.
Into his account.
Where everybody was getting.
Yes. COVID rebate checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all went to one guy.
Relief checks.
All went to one guy.
What did he do? He gave it back?
Yes, of course.
No. He quietly deposited portions of it into his account.
Sure.
They gave it to him in cash?
Checks.
Oh, checks.
No, they just deposited it into his bank account.
Oh.
But he was like funneling it into another bank account.
Oh, right. That's smart.
Yeah.
They couldn't, that's really smart.
What is it? 46.3 million yen, which is $358,000 US.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like you wake up one day and your bank account has 1,000 transactions for $395.
Ah. I call you.
Yeah. We start moving.
I call Jim and I and say, what do I do? What's the best way to keep this money? And do I have to leave the country?
JulioTejas.com.
Yes. Yeah. So anyways, what did he do with it? He left and then...
He tried to leave.
They tracked him down, but he had vanished. He disappeared. He'd gone on the run.
On
he quit his
land.
Job. He abandoned his home. Mm-hmm. No one could find him. And a lawyer that is representing him... The city sued him. For all the money to try and get the money back.
Out of my cold dead hands, you dumb bitch.
That's what he said. Talk to my lawyer.
Talk to my damn lawyer who doesn't know where I am.
So a lawyer that is representing this guy said that the money had run out, quote unquote run out, and that it could not be returned.
What is this amateur hour?
Because it ran out.
Because he gambled it all away.
Did he? Oh my god.
Because he gambled it all
online?
Away. Yes. On online
smart man.
Online casinos.
Jesus, this guy
This is why he didn't have $395,000 in the first place.
Yeah, no shit, dude. This was your one chance. You were going to get caught anyways. So maybe that's better. Because he's going to get caught anyways. If like most of the time you're going to get caught.
But at least you used it.
You used it and they can't. They got.
Yeah, because if you get caught with the $395,000, you're still in trouble.
Yeah.
Even if you give it back to them, you're still in trouble.
Might as well burn it.
Right. Might as well set it on fire for all it's worth.
Yeah, dude. Although I would just still try. I would like go.
Would you gamble it in an online casino?
I'd move to Mexico and.
Is that your plan?
Yeah. Do you think I could make it?
Yeah.
I'd live in a small village and be the richest man, but I'd live a quiet, humble life.
You give your ID card to the border guard. If your alias says you're Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the United Federation, because they don't speak English anyway.
Is that Fat Mike?
Everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people. So meet me at the mission at midnight. We'll divvy up then. Dun, 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 dun. Everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people, and I got the pistol, so I get the pesos.
Wow.
Yeah,
dude.
That seems fair.
Is this the story of Brian McFly?
It's yeah, exactly. Like
the Ballad of Brian McFly?
The Ballad of Brian McFly is the name of the song, the original name of the song. By the Refreshments. Didn't they do the King of the Hill theme song?
Yep. I like it.
Got the same tone.
Yeah, I like that tone. Let's hear it. Take a little break. Everyone, take a break.
Can I take a break? Yeah, go for it. All right. We just got Whipple left.
Yeah, but it's taking a long time to do one episode. I'll tell you that much.
It's the fucking karaoke version, this motherfucker.
Arthur, how dare you curse us like this, you bitch. Yeah.
This is so fucking funny. He's a piece of shit. Well, everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people. So meet me at the mission at midnight. We'll divvy up there. And everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people. Well, I got the pistol, so I get the pesos. Yeah, that seems fair.
Nice, dude. I like
that. That seems fair.
Very nice.
It's got nice. It's a nice song.
I like the guitar tone.
Give your ID card to the border guard. Yeah, the alias says you're Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the United Federation. Because they don't speak English anyway.
How do they know, dude? That's presumptuous.
Yeah, true.
And a microaggression, I would add.
Actually, it's kind of the opposite. No, I guess it's not. It would be a microaggression.
Bitch, you don't speak English because you're brown. It's more because he lives in a different country.
Right.
It's not because he's brown.
The mission midnight.
Hey, bitch. Is this song missing something?
Yeah, the lyrics.
I didn't hear it to sing.
I mean, there's some words.
Someone's singing. All right. And this. What Avalanche?
What Avalanche?
I couldn't get on a key while I was hearing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't get in key.
Boom Chi.
What?
Had a meal deal.
Uh-oh. Was it the Arthur meal deal?
Nah, I don't regularly go to this location.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Because you might find out what the answer is.
If he looks at you regular, you might find out what the answer is.
Because
it's on his shirt.
So that's why you can't turn around? You're wearing
you mustard on your shirt.
You got McDonald's on your shirt.
I did not.
He
get
doesn't
McDonald's.
Go here.
You don't normally go here.
Regularly.
Subway.
Ensalada.
Subway.
There were four items in the meal. There's a drink, two sides, and the main course. Or the drink could be substituted for a frozen treat.
Wendy's.
Yes. Wow. Man, I didn't have to give you the third clue I had in my mind.
What was the third clue?
Square patties.
Well, that's a...
Well, don't do that.
Oh, but check this out. For the Frosties.
You know what's a good clue for Wendy's? Mom.
Mom.
Yeah, that's what Wendy's caller says.
What?
Her caller says mom.
Really?
Yeah.
That's gay. Sorry, that doesn't even make sense. I'm just saying words now.
Is it one of those where you have to turn it upside down or no? I can't remember. It's just
straight
on
up. Just says mom.
Straight up. Now tell me, are you really gonna love me?
Are you talking about on the logo?
On the Wendy. Girl.
On Wendy. Yeah.
The logo?
Oh my god, dude.
The little circle
right
on
there.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't think it's supposed to mean
yes.
mom. It is?
Yes.
Well, that's a good one, dude. That's a good, like, it could be
It's nicely
go
integrated,
way. Yeah,
sure.
It's very integrated. Is Winnie's of age?
She's never cartoon? Of age.
She's forever.
She's perpetually.
She's enshrined as a minor.
Oh my god, dude.
I mean,
you could have sex with, like, Wendy now, but not this Wendy.
I can't tell how old she is in this cartoon.
Yes, you can. You know exactly how old she is.
No.
And it's two.
No.
Too young.
Too old.
Hey, there's two.
Spokesperson said it's unintentional.
Okay, so sure.
Just take your conspiracy shit home.
Take your conspiracy shit.
Look, let
home.
Me just say that the Wendy's they hired for the commercial.
Yeah.
Which one?
Was of age.
Yeah.
Wendy, what?
Testaburger.
Wendy's.
Who is Wendy Testaburger?
Wendy.
From South Park.
Okay.
Commercial girl.
Anybody else eat lunch?
Oh, let me tell you this thing about Wendy's real quick.
Sure.
Strawberry Frosties.
Oh, dip. Is that what you had instead?
Yeah. Oh, and we're going to talk about this in the next episode or future episode.
Is that bootleg Allison Hannigan?
Yeah, kind of. Actually, cuter than Allison Hannigan.
But would you rather have that Wendy or the AT&T girl?
AT&T girl.
Fat ass titties girl, dude. Damn, dude. Why are they so big?
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
I think it's the proportion of her actual size.
Yeah, but she's like stacking J's or something.
That's what it means, though, dude. If you got a small-ass girl and she has A's, then...
A's?
No, like, maybe not
must
A's.
Be, are you dating a Smurf?
Well, if it was a Smurf with A's, she got big-ass
AIDS. How did the Smurf get AIDS from Gargamel?
No, John Holmes.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Dang,
all right, Tarita, what the fuck did you eat, man?
We'll get through this episode if it kills us, dude.
Eventually, we'll get there.
Boom T, if this food
could talk.
Oh.
It would kind of sound like this.
Oh, you had a meat wad?
Yeah, spaghetti meat.
A meatball sandwich.
I did have
a
meatball
sandwich.
Man, that's
some quick thinking, dude.
Did you have a meatball sandwich from Subway?
No.
Quiznos, huh?
Quizzies.
I bet they have better meatball subs.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I think the best item on Subway's menu is their meatball
sub.
Right,
but I still think Quiznos is better, probably.
Depends. Like, I feel like if you're depressed... Subway sandwich meatballs taste better than Quiznos meatballs.
Because it's trash, dude, and when you're depressed,
when you feel like trash, you just want to ingest trash.
That's right.
I add the sautéed mushrooms and the spinach.
Oh, yeah.
That's delicious.
That's nice.
Yeah. Wow.
That's nice.
God damn.
Okay,
Brian,
dude,
you eat something?
I ate something, and you know what?
Yeah.
It was a deal, okay?
Uh-oh.
I got the deal.
A steal of a deal?
I wouldn't call it that, but I did get the deal. Okay.
Boom Chi, did you get
from
the fucking?
Phone.
Did you finally use the app?
You
order
an app.
From McDonald's?
I used the McDonald's app.
No!
Oh wow! But
last
did you
night.
Use it correctly?
God, there's really no way to use it correctly.
I mean,
unless you didn't redeem your coupons.
Right.
No. Well, okay. This is what I did. I remembered as I was pulling up.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the curbside.
Got in a spot.
I got in a spot. I pulled up the app.
Yeah.
Beep, I ordered
boop,
it.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Hold
That's
on.
How apps sound now.
This is Brian tapping.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 boop.
Is that Becky calling?
No.
Boop, boop, boop.
I placed the order, finish and pay. Sorry, that didn't work. Confirm your internet connection and retry.
Oh,
if that
no.
continues, restart the app.
Oh, no.
I tried. Then I went. I said,
worse?
I said, I went in
and I connected to the McDonald's Wi-Fi. I thought maybe that's the issue. They make Wi-Fi. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? It didn't work. And it said, initially, and then it said, I'm sorry, there was some problem with your payment.
Uh-huh.
So maybe maybe it was my bad.
Yeah, maybe.
But then, so I had to go up and talk to someone.
Like a rube.
And they are so busy that they can't. So anyways, it ended up taking,
much
I would
longer.
Say 15 minutes.
Because you're a noob.
Wow.
That's, and I wish I had just stayed in my car.
Some rookie shit.
The whole time. And that was the first time I used the app, man. 15 minutes.
Not a great experience. They're on McNotice.
You're on McNotice, dude. I will say, though, it was a quarter pound meal, and I got the drink and the fries for free.
Wow. Excellent.
And
I like that you use a coupon, but you use the most basic bitch advertising coupon out there, dude.
Yeah, but fries are expensive.
Hey. I'm not saying he did
wrong. I wanted a burger, fries, and a drink, and this was cheaper than what I normally get, so it was all good for me.
Baby steps.
And it was a quarter pounder. I haven't had one in years.
Yeah.
The meat's so much better than the McDoubles, dude.
It is a legit burger.
And it was like kind of had like a... It was like...
Chew to it.
It's greasy.
Yeah, it had a skin.
Had that umami.
Yeah.
Anyway, so overall, I wasn't pissed because it was a good meal, but I was pissed. It took me 15 minutes.
Ben,
I was 15 minutes inside of McDonald's.
He spent 15
inside
minutes.
The lobby.
Getting loaded.
And it smelled weird, dude.
In the lobby?
It smells weird.
McDonald's
in McDonald's.
Just worse.
Yeah.
Smell
it's just
weird.
Like, smells like old
grease.
It's
like cleaning product.
And old grease.
And old grease.
Yeah. It's all their scents.
And the people that like work there.
And the people that eat there.
Yeah. In fact, when I was in the lobby, I was thinking like, what if I, it seems kind of, I kind of want to work here maybe like, I was
one
like,
day
can I get
week.
A, yeah. I was like, can I do this? So like, I'm like, and then I started thinking about it. I was like, I'm going to come in here on my Saturday and make like
25 bucks an hour.
What?
No.
Why, if you're a shift manager, probably.
I can't be a shift. I can't just walk in.
No, not one day a week.
Maybe.
Yeah,
no fucking shot.
They want a commitment.
I guess you got guys that haven't seen the market lately.
They're not going to give you a key. They're not going to make you key holder for one day a week. It's
no,
probably
you
like
might
12.
Be a shift supervisor.
I have to work my way up, like Saturday by Saturday.
So basically, your whole Saturday, you're trading for $96.
Yeah. But it would be kind of fun.
It's $12
an hour. It's more than that.
If I could do it like once a month or like whenever I wanted to, I think it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, like dabble.
As a hobby.
Yeah. Anyone who has like a job like this is listening to me right now.
You're
getting
such
pissed,
a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Hey, McJobs for real people.
Yeah, I know.
McJobs are real jobs. McJobs are real jobs.
Son of a bitch.
McJobs are real jobs.
That's right. Well, anyways, you're on McNotice.
I see your passion, Ryan.
All right, let's see what I had.
What did you have for lunch?
Oh, Boomchi fruit. Boomchi.
You had a smoothie?
Nope.
Was
basil.
It? Wait. Okay.
Basil.
Ooh. So it was Boomchi fruit.
Sweet
fruit,
a salad
fruit
with strawberries
topping.
On it.
Fruit topping
was not a salad with strawberries. Fruit topping, yes. Mm.
It's more specific.
You had waffles.
I did not have waffles.
Pancakes.
Savory.
Oh.
Fruit.
Honey.
I mean,
honey, fruit, savory.
Stuff.
Yeah,
circle.
One of the,
what was the other thing?
Yeah,
you
had
said?
One of those pizzas.
Oh,
with
you get a
arugula
pizza?
On
it. I did have that pizza.
The peach.
Nice.
Oh, so it was arugula because he remembers it being arugula.
Yeah, but they used basil this time.
Yeah.
Pear.
It was fucking good.
It was fucking
basil.
Good.
Oh, they use basil.
It's like honey and pear. Mm-hmm. Honey pear. Yeah,
sure, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's more than fine, Arthur. You can't just fucking come up in. I'm sure it's fucking fine, dude. You've never even had it.
I've had it. That's how I guessed it. How did I know it was pears?
What's okay? Well, all right. What's your pizza then, dude?
Your mom.
Oh, just give him something to talk about.
Becky McFly, dude?
On a fucking Subway.
On a Subway.
Come on,
that's
dude.
The most basic way
that's
to fuck Becky
up,
McFly.
Dude.
Look,
okay.
It got so bad that no one was even talking anymore, okay?
And no one's talking about it, dude.
Yeah.
You're giving them absolutely nothing to talk about.
Saint it.
All right.
All right, that was what we had for lunch, and that was the episode.
Shit, I gotta pee.
Congratulations, guys. We made it.
Yeah, we did. That was, you know, there were some twists and turns and some detours.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins, the salty taste of her belly, her humid heat. Warmed my tongue, the soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickham Farms country bacon,
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!